I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe Laurinaitis is known for many reasons to obviously people close to him and his family, to wrestling fans. He is animal from maybe the greatest tag team of all time, the Road Warriors. George Shire has joined me a number of times. He joined Heinze here when Heinze was a CCO. He's been on with Patrick Roycey many times. He is the best, the absolute best on old school wrestling. And maybe his definitive book, Minnesota's Golden Age of Wrestling from Vern Gagne to the Road Warriors, is the perfect tie for us to honor and look at Joseph Laurinaitis' career in wrestling. George is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. It's been a while, George, maybe since last year's fair, since we saw each other. So glad to talk to you. Wish it was on better circumstances. Why were the Road Warriors as spectacular as they were?
Well, I think you probably touched on it best. They ushered in a new era here in professional wrestling, Chad. In 1984, the AWA was in a heated war with the WWF when the WWF was basically taking over wrestling on a national basis. And they had taken Hulk Hogan from Vern Gagne's AWA. So mid-84, Vern brings in the Road Warriors. Now, they were a young tag team at the time in their 20s. They had a whole different style that any fan had ever seen as far as tag team wrestling, because they basically did not sell. And I mean that in the sense that they were domineering. They came into the ring. They never waited for introductions. They just started beating on their opponents, whether they were the good guys or the bad guys, and the Warriors, the fans got behind.
You know, we saw so much of that work, and then I think it was then the WWE, or about to switch more in the 90s and early aughts, where people would learn to love a group and they could be every bit as vicious and they could take on all comers. That's what the Road Warriors were. I mean, I still pay attention to wrestling. I've said this many times. With my father, I went to wrestling all the time. My sister grew up with some of these guys. The Road Warriors just were unique and different, and they just crushed people. They had this inevitability about them. They played it to the hilt. And they were must-watch if you just like sports entertainment. They pulled it off. And part of what you're trying to do in this, George, and you know this 1,000% better than me, is you're selling it. Well, they just had their one brand, and it was crushing it, and how they and their manager sold it, it just stood out every time you saw them.
It was very unique for the time because, as I had mentioned, there were tag teams that, you know, went back and forth, and each team had their chance to show their stuff, and they would sell for one another. But the Warriors, that was their gimmick, and they lived it in the ring. And, you know, when they came in and it was so domineering, I mean, against whoever they were in at the time, whether it be in the AWA or the WCW when that was running, and then the WWF, they hold the distinction of being the only tag team to ever hold all three major titles, which says something for itself that the promotions put the titles on them. Mm-hmm. But when they got in the ring, Chad, they were no nonsense, and they didn't sell for their opponents. I mean, you could hit them with a brick wall, and they didn't sell it. And that was on purpose. Yep. That was by design. The promoters, they wanted the Road Warriors to be invincible. And so when they went in there and did that, they were invincible, and no one could beat them. It wasn't believable that they could be beat. And the fans, the younger fans at that time, I say in the age group of the 17-year-olds to the 20-something-year-olds, that was a new era of wrestling fans,
yes,
and they were into this type of style. And it sold tickets. And when it sells tickets, then it's you know, main event.
I met Joe a few times. I always enjoyed when I met him. I met him a couple times through Flip, you know, and they went back for a long time. Yeah. Tell me about Joe as the person.
Well, Joe as the person was, you know, a lot different than Joe the wrestler. And
yeah,
and that would have been the case for most wrestlers of any era, despite who they were. Joe, you know, you saw him on his persona on the ring, in the interviews, where he was boisterous and he was confident and he was telling you what he was going to do to destroy an opponent. And he went in and did it. When you saw him outside the ring, he was more subdued, more of a, you got to say, quiet individual. He wasn't loud, very much a family guy. He had a son, you know, he has a son, which, you know, has had a good football career.
Yeah.
And Joe was, he got into some religion. It took him really, really hard when when Mike Hagstrom died, and Mike was Hawk of the Road Warriors, and Hawk left us all too
early. And that was,
as well.
I was reminded of this, George. That was 17 years ago.
Yeah, 2003 in October, and it was he was only 46 years old. I think it's safe to say, Chad, that a lot of these guys of that era, you know, they were in the steroid era, and there were a lot of things in wrestling, as in a lot of sports, that probably weren't good for them. And, you know, that may have played some part in it, but nonetheless, 60 years old, way too young,
way too young.
He certainly left a mark in professional wrestling. And like you say, when you list tag teams, tag team wrestling was around since the 1930s. When it was invented out in the Pacific Northwest Territory. And it was always huge right here in the Twin City market.
Yep.
We had domineering tag teams that drew money, the Crusher, the Bruiser, and you could go on and on. But the Road Warriors were a different animal, no pun intended. They were a different animal all the way. They just took over the scene. And in the 84-85 year, when they were here, the Civic Center in St. Paul was selling out monthly, and the Road Warriors were definitely a huge part of that.
Were they maybe the number one reason why? And is it possible in modern wrestling right now, George, where a tag team could be as prominent as the Road Warriors were at their peak? And their peak was for an extended stretch, as you talked about, with their run with three different organizations.
Well, definitely. When they were in the AWA, they were a huge part of that success, Dan. A lot of fans don't remember at the time, Chad, but the WWF, WWE now, they were basically taking talent from all over the country in different organizations. And when they took Hulk Hogan from Vern Gagne, a lot of people thought, oh boy, it's over. Well, Vern stood the course. And for 84, 85, 86, anytime the WWF would come to town, Vern could still outdraw them at the Civic Center. So he did have a couple, three-year run there where it was still good. But eventually, you know, it dried up. But the Road Warriors in 84 and 85 were probably, as far as tag team wrestling goes, because they never wrestled as a single, at least not in this market. And as tag team wrestling goes, and it was popular in the Twin Cities, they beat up on the Fabulous Ones. You remember Steve Kern and Stan Lane, who, by the way, were supposed to get the tag team title, but Vern changed course and gave it to the Road Warriors. They took it off the Crusher and Baron Von Raschke, a very aging team. They were both close to 60 years old at the time. Our Baron was a little bit younger than that, but the Road Warriors, just, you had to give them the title because it made sense. The fans were there. They wanted to see them, but they were one of the primary reasons. Bruiser King Kong Brody was huge at that point for Vern, and Jerry Blackwell and the Sheik. I mean, they were all part of that as far as that huge draw. But the Road Warriors, certainly, if you talk about tag teams overall, and definitely how they changed wrestling, no team today could ever copy what they did. And to be fair, the WWE today does not present tag teams even close to the way tag team wrestling was before the Road Warriors or since the Road Warriors. So it's they were tag team wrestling for probably a good 10 years. And as domineering as any team has ever been.
George, tell people about all your work, your books, and how people could seek it out. Because anytime something like this happens, and again, Joel Laurinaitis dead way too soon at the age of 60, too many stories like this for wrestlers, it reminds people that for a lot of us, wrestling was a part of our life at one point, maybe still is a lot, maybe there's a little, but if people want your stuff, which is outstanding, where should they go?
Well, I'd say go to Amazon.com. Minnesota's Golden Age of Wrestling from Vern Gagne to the Road Warriors is available. It's also available at any Barnes & Noble bookstore. And I do have some other books that are available on the AWA, also on Amazon.com. And I thank you very much, Chad. You know, anytime these wrestlers pass, it's always like a little part of me that leaves because I've been a fan since the mid-50s. I mean, being 106 years old that I am, I have seen so many guys, you know, all my heroes, the Larry Hennigs and the Crushers and the Mad Dogs and Bachwinkles and Ganyas and on and on and on and on. And every one of them is like a little piece of me that leaves. And though the wrestling was changing when the Warriors were here, and it probably wasn't my forte at the time entirely the way it was changing, I'd be remiss if I didn't give them the credit that they deserve in history. And so, yeah, go to Amazon, Minnesota's Golden Age of Wrestling. And as always, it's fun to talk with you, Chan. Sorry it's under this circumstance.
George, I always appreciate it. Only the best. Stay healthy, and we'll talk soon.
You too, my friend. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.